I'm holding that for Tzadiki on the base. And we're four lines up from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Abu, Imalim Mikra Katuv Iyev Shalom. If we hadn't, we were in the middle of the story of Sancheirav and how he was back on his way. The last pasuk we had darshaned was the pasuk in Malachim about how he had gotten back to Nasruch Elohav and was murdered by his two children and so on. And we want to go into the details of that, because in Yeshayahu it says, Vayomahu Galach Hashem B'ta'ar Haskira V'Avrei Nahar B'Melech Ashur Et HaRosh V'Sar HaRaglayim V'Gam Et HaZakan Tispeh. So here we have a strange pasuk that on that day God is going to use the large razor and he's going to shave off the hair of the king of Asher, which again is a metaphor for all of his manliness and his, if you ever took a look at any of those old pictures of Sancheirav, he's always depicted as having this enormous, curly, gigantic, hairy face. So we'll tear that hair off him. So what happens? What is the impact of this pasuk? That's Yevshalom, no? Also, Kutshubrichu v'idmei leikigavra saba. Kadosh Baruch Hu projects this image of an old man to him. Omar lei, and this old man tells Sancheirav as he's running away with his few survivors, Tiazata l'gavi malki mitzvah umarav, that's the seal of the vanaya of the Kachanitino. Maya Martavu. We said yesterday, with 45,000 b'nei malachim that were taken from various malchios all over the world. So you brought all of the princes, you got them all murdered. What do you expect to say to these people? Omar lei, so he told this old man, Oi, Ahu Gavra, Bahu Pachtanami, I said, let me tell you something. That's not all I've been thinking about. I don't know what I'm going to do. Omalei, Echinavi, you got any ideas? Omalei, Shvishaninav, Shashur. What you got to do is you got to get into disguise. You can't have anybody knowing who you are. It's B'mayishanavi. What should I do? Omalei, Zil Aikili Masparam, Vagaziach. Go get me a pair of scissors and I'll give you a haircut. You'll look totally different. They'll think that you're a punk rocker instead of some kind of. So Omar, he says, where am I going to get a scissors? Omar, so the old man tells him, Olahu beta. May I to go into that house over there and you'll find some scissors. So he goes into the house. Also, Ashkechino, that osu malach eshores v'idmulu kigabri v'adikatachne kashaita. He sees, he comes in there and he sees a bunch of people who are really malach eshores that appear to him as being people that were sitting there grinding these date seeds. So he asks them, havuli maspara, do you have a scissors please I can borrow? Omrulay, so they said, well, you know what, we're really busy, but if you take one of our places here and grind for a while, we can go get you a pair of scissors. So, Tchon Kad Yeruvia de Kashaita, you take care of a basket full of these pits. V'nitan lecha, v'nitan lecha, we'll give you a pair of scissors. Tchon Kad Yeruvia de Kashaita, v'yavalei mesparta. So they had some care of working over. This was like the lowliest work imaginable at the time. And they give him a pair of scissors. Ada asa, by the time he gets back to the old man projection, the ifshif, it already got dark. Omar lei, so the old man tells him, Zil I say Nura, you better go get a lamp so that we'll have enough light over here to give you a good haircut. Also, the I say Nura, he goes back, gets himself a lamp, Bahadi Dika Nafakle, while he blows on it to get it burning up again, Atli Be Nura Batikne, the flames caught onto his beautiful beard, and also Gazil Rashim Udikne, and burned everything off. Amro, Haina Dechsiva Gamet HaZakan Tispeh. No, it doesn't say a lashon of Giluach, right? It says he's supposed to get Giluach, that the Tar HaSchira will be Megaleach Sa'ar of the Rosh, and then on the Zakat it just says the Gamet HaZakan Tispeh, which is a different sense. Tispeh means to completely wipe out. So that means that it's caught on fire. So it must be that there was a Chachira, a plan, so to speak, of giving him a shave, and in the end, he ended up losing all of it. From Rav Papa, Haina Damrinchi, that's the famous saying, says Rav Papa. People always say, if you screwed an army in and he likes it, he thinks he got a good deal, light his beard, the guy will smile at you for the rest of his life. He'll think he really got it good. Rav Papa was a business man, as we know, so he was almost always Rav Papa who comes up with these Haina D'Amri Inche things, and a lot of them come from his business experience. And you know, when you're out there selling beer, you don't exactly have business experience with the absolutely top, you know. So this apparently was one of their business practices. Armaim were not known apparently for. And when we say there's a sucker born every day, they say there's an Armai born every day, which is curious because that was the Lashon Armai is the guy who can fool you out of your money. Also, Ashkacha Dapa Bidibut Noach. Now, Sancheir, who is pretty desperate by this time, goes and finds this remarkable archaeological find. Little did he know they'd be looking at him in archaeological finds. And he finds a piece of wood from Noah's Teva. He says to himself, oh my gosh, Noah was saved by this piece of wood. Hainu Elaha Rabba Deshizve Lenoach Mitinufa Mitufna. This is the great God that saved Noah from the flood. So he says to the piece of wood, Iajalahu Gabru Mitzlach Bekarvla Latrain Benoi Kamach. Oh great plank of wood. If I am successful in getting back into the limelight over there when I get back home, I will bring my two sons as a sacrifice before you. Now, his two sons were not far away. Remember, they were the other two survivors with him. And they overheard this. Shemu v'noi, they figured, let's get rid of him now. They katlu, and they killed him. I know that Steve, v'yihu mishtachav beit Nasroch. Now, what kind of God is a Nasroch? He comes from Lashem Neser, which is a piece of wood. So what kind of board is that? I mean, it's got to be a pretty fucking board. So it must be a board from Tevat Noach. And they overheard him, and they killed him. Then when we had by Avram Avinu that he was, of course, this was part of the remuzin to what was going to be Balaila, Vahibachatzi Alaila was going to be part of the Nisim of Sancheirav as well. So the original Laila was the mice of in the war with Avram Avinu. It says, Vayachalek Alehem Laila Huva Avadav Vayakim. So he took his men. And Vayachalek Aleihem Laila. Now, Laila over there, it doesn't say Ha Laila or Ba Laila, it's Laila. Rav Yochanan, indeed Laila over there is a proper name. And Oto Malach is Damein Lola Avraham Laila Shemo. It was the Malach that was named Laila. And that was the Malach that had saved Avram Avinu. Shinema Vahalaila Amar Hora Gever. Now that night is the Malach who is in charge of conception, and of course that night was an important conception night, which was the saving from Sodom, was the whole process of the conception of Malchus Beis David, which is the whole basis of all this story anyway. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Omer, She'asayimu ma'aseh Laila, the meaning of Vayachalek Aleihem Laila, is an indication of what is done at night for tzaddikim, because we find the same thing by Sisra. Min shamayim nilchamu akochavim mimisilotam nilchamu im Sisra. So at night, the stars are able to fight with the Oyve Yisrael, like they did with Sisra. And so too, Avram Avinu was helped by the stars.
The story of Avram and Lot have to do with Malchus Beis David.
That's where Malchus Beis David comes from.
Moab and Edom. Moab.
Omar Reish Lakish says, Reish Lakish, I got to tell you, at this particular vort, Tava de Nafka mida Bar Nafka. I think Rav Yitzchak Nafka's pshat is better than Rav Yochanan's pshat, who was always called Bar Nafka. Who is? I was a little bit surprised. So the napach, napach. No, but I mean, who's
blacksmith?
Thank you. The blacksmith over here is better than the son of the blacksmith. We used to call him the Bar Nafka. I like that shot better with the mice alive. But Yerdov Adan. Why was it only Adan? Rabbi Yochanan Kiman Shabbat, Tot Sadiq. Adan Tashash Kocho. Once Avram Avinu in his chase after the soldiers that were escaping, he reached Dan, he couldn't go any further, because he was weakened by the fact that Ra'a b'nei banav shachidim la'avodah, avodah zara b'dan. He saw in Ruach HaKodesh that this was a mokum in which ultimately his whole position would be undermined by Yerovam's agalot. Shinema v'yasem et ha'achad b'beit el, et ha'achad natan b'dan. No, there's no comparison. That's what's going to be. Now you ask that, and in Tanakh, with the story of Yerovam, that doesn't bother you. Only this rush of Avraham Avinu. We know that Pesach Yitzchak was a completely different type of Avodah Zarah. It was present even in the Yam. It's not in the same dark as the Ego. We find Nebuchadnezzar also never, ever really became powerful against Yisrael until he reached Dan. That we only heard the footsteps of the approaching army, so to speak. It only became a danger to Yisrael when he reached Dan. And everybody noted that. Rabbi Zera, Hapagav v'shalach Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Even though, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah, sent very important limudim that we're supposed to remember. So he said that I want you to remember three things. First of all, if there's a zaken who, because of his zikna, was unable to review properly, to remember properly, and was shachak talmudo machmat on sol, you have to continue to give him the kavod of the Torah that is somewhere within him. That we learn out from the Shibrei Lukas, the Lukas for Shibrei Lukas or Menachim Ba'oran. You see, even once the Lukas are broken, they still are put in the Oran together with the Lukas. Vizaru b'vridim, Rebbe Yehuda. Be careful to cut the vridim that carry the carotid arteries. Make sure that they're cut the time of Shechita. Vizaru b'vnei amei ha'aretz, and to take care with the children of the amei ha'aretz who have become talmidei chachamim, to treat them with dignity, shemehem tekei Torah, because they are the ones that ultimately bring Torah to call Yisrael. And if you make fun of them of where they came from and so on, then you undermine them. Even though that's true, and we'll see that refers even to Sancheirah's grandchildren, because Sancheirah's grandchildren ended up being the main mocker of Torah in Yisrael, because it was Shmaya Vatalion, and that was where Hillel had learned from, and so on. So even though we said to be very careful, but Kihal Milsa Modi'im Lahu, nonetheless, what it says in the Pasuk, which undermines them to some extent, we do tell them. And that is that Yirmiyahu tells that kind of quote with Sadika Ta Hashem, as a Makabo, whatever your thing is. But one thing I don't understand, Ki Ariv Alecha, okay, so you allow me to argue with you. Mishpatim Adaber Otcha. I have some strong tainas about the way you run the world. Madua Derech Rishayim Salecha. Why is it that the paths of the Rishayim seem to be successful? Shaluk Hobov De Baged. All the treacherous ones find peace and tranquility. Nata'atam gamshurashu. And you've planted them and they've taken very good root over here. And their sharashim go further. Yelchu gamasuperi. They have fruit. And why is that? Maya hadrele. So what did he answer? And he answered him, Gufa, from this part of this whole story. Ke'es raglin ratstavialucha. You chase the ones that are on foot and you get tired. How in the world do you expect to compete with the horses? In a land of peace where you feel secure, that's where you're having trouble. So said to go, what are you going to do when you get to some serious places? Mashal Adam Echad Shamar, Yachol Ani Larut Shalosh Parsaot Bnei Asusim Bein Bitzei Amai. The guy who always claimed to be a marathon, Olympic marathon runner, I'd be able to run three whole parsaot in front of horses, in the middle of a swamp. Now, he had a very early qualifying race over there, and his daughter-in-law, Ragli Achad, Ratzlifanav, Shalosh, Milim, Biyaba, Shavim, you live. So he had a guy who was just on foot, and he managed to keep for 3 milim, this is 4 milim a parsa, so he's far, he's only a quarter of the way, by Abashan, a nice dry track, and the guy gets totally worn out, he's upping and puffing and vomiting by the end of it. So Omer lo, they told him, what's wrong with you? Come on, guy, you're out of the running. When you claim that you could run in front of horses, you can't even run in front of a human runner. You claim that you'd be able to go to three parsaot, you're not able to go 3 milim. You claim you're able to go in there in the swamp, you're not even able to do it on a dry track. So, hafatam. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu, he says to him, look, Mabishar arbaps yosh shilamti lo torasha, shirat achak vodi atatameya. The boy, what are you surprised at? You're surprised at the fact that Nebuchadnezzar ends up having this chus that he's able to be nisgaber over the Beis HaMikdash and so on and so forth. Of course he's misspoiled. Why did that happen? Because he had this chus of 4 steps, which we'll see what it's referring to, that he took for the Kvod Shamayim. So kishani mishalem sachar la'Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov sheratzu lefanai kisusim al achat kama v'kama. If because of one guy on foot, Nebuchadnezzar, you're misspoiled, and you're sitting over here arguing with me. Gosh, how could he have such unbelievable power? So when I come to repay those who are like horses, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were running their whole lives like racehorses in front of me. So you'll be amazed. Hainu dechsiv, la neviim, to the neviim, referring to the original neviim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they say, Nishbar libi b'kibad, totally shattered. Rochvu kol atzmotai, hayiti ki yishikor, uchigever avruyayim, mipnei Hashem u'mipnei divrei kacho. I had a failure of my imagination of what could possibly be the sachar for tzaddikim when it's in his gala. So that even though this really undermines them, in the sense that we're saying that you shouldn't, that really wherever it is you came from, it's only because of the schus of whatever Torah there was. It's not you. It's not where you came from. The Torah alone that keeps you going. Don't think that, in a sense, it's putting down, it's saying that things may come out of people who are horrific, like Nebuchadnezzar, or Sancheres, but you have to understand that it's only a small little piece. It doesn't compare to someone who had, like the schus of the Bnei Yisrael who were Ratz or Kisusim, that's okay to say, even though they may feel like an insult towards them who came from these people.
What's
Rachel? Shudder, to tremble, flutter. What are we referring to, Hani Arba Psio? You said 4 footsteps. Which 4 footsteps? Mayi, the Chtiv, Va'etahi, Shalachim Rudak Baladan Ben Baladan, strange name, which we're going to discuss later. Melech Bavel, Sepharim. So he sends these, it's very strange, and we have the king of Bavel sending these letters to Chizkiyahu because Cholah Chizkiyahu got ill. What's the story behind that? So, Mishum ki Cholah Chizkiyahu v'yachazek shara le'sepharim u'mincha, what he sends, like a whole gift to Chizkiyahu because Chizkiyahu was sick and he got better. That's a little funny, isn't it? Well, it says, Lidrosh HaMofeta Shehaya Baretz. There was some kind of miracle, a sign, that even he had seen, and he wanted to find out what it was, what was that all about. When Achaz died, the sun set immediately. It was only 2 hours long, in order to make sure that there wouldn't be time for any aspatim or anything on this Novgorodnik. Now when his son became ill and got better, the whole Meiser with the time against him, he was an Isaac the period of Arabia. There were 10 missing hours of that day. God gave them back on that day of Chizkiyo, and the day ended up being 22 hours long, the daylight. Asher yarda b'malot achaz b'shemesh achronit eser malot, vateish of Hashemesh eser malot b'malot asher yarda. So the sun went back the 10 steps on the sun clock that it had originally lost in this time of Achaz. So there is Merudach Baladan seeing this and saying, what the heck is going on? My high. So years on Marley, they told him, Kiskiyo Chalash. Yitzchak, that Kiskiyo had been sick and got better, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him this sign. Amar, so Merudach Baladan says, good Lord, he said, Gavrati, hi. There's a man like that in the world, Velo Beinu Shadur LeShalma. Don't I need good relations with a guy like that? Kosu LeShalma. So he writes a letter that goes like this. L'malka Kiskiyo Shalom, L'karta Di Yerushalayim Shalom, and L'lahar Abba, and also, I'm sorry, what did I do? In the Maria, Shalom Lekartat Yerushalayim, Shalom Lala Rabba. So he first writes a letter to Chizkiyo, greeting the city of Yerushalayim and the great Lord. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was normally the one in charge of these letters. He was, at that time, he was a young man, and he was the Safre de Baladan Havi. He was the secretary of Baladan, Merudach Baladan. Now, it happened to be when Merudach Baladan sent those letters, Ahishai de lo Avoy Hasab, he wasn't present at the time they sent that letter. But Kiyasa, when he comes back, so he checks the screen, he sees this letter up on the screen, he says, how'd you write this? I mean, this is a pretty important letter. What'd you write? It was like this. You guys are out of your minds. You call him the great Lord and you put him at the end of a series of three? What you should have written was Shalom l'Araba, Shalom l'Kartad Yerushalayim, and Shalom l'Malkat Chizkiyo. Omrei Leisa, the Melech said to him, well, you got a good point there, but Kayana Diagata, you'll have a parvanki, you better take care of it yourself. We're not taking responsibility. So Nebuchadnezzar starts to run, and he's going to catch up with the runner, and he's going to give the new letter. So Rod Abatrei Kidaroit Arba Psiot Osa Gavri Abukma. He starts chasing after him. When he runs just these four psiot, there's another Girsa Shalosh, which becomes the mocker of walking towards the Sefer Torah, at least three psios. It shouldn't be less than a Mulganetzah. So came along Gabriel and stopped him from running. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Ilmalei ba Gabriel vehemido, if it hadn't been that Gabriel came and stopped Nebuchadnezzar, this was the second time that he had to be stopped because of the fear of outdoing the Jews. Lo ayata kanavus on the Emshal Yisrael. He would have totally destroyed Klal Yisrael. If he would have had the schus of actually running the whole way, catching up with that guy to be misakin kveik shamayim in a letter, it would have been a disaster. Now, what kind of crazy name is that anyway? Merudach Baladan ben Baladan. I mean, why was he called Baladan ben Baladan? Amre, they say that Baladan Malkavi, his father Baladan, was indeed the king. And this terrible thing happened. He became the elephant man. Vishtani api vahaviki the kalva. His face turned into a dog face. And it wasn't very nice to have a guy like that on the throne. So his son took over the Malchus, Avayotzi Brei al Malchuta. But his son was Mechabed, his father. He wouldn't write, if he just wrote Merudach ben Baladan. I mean, there would be no difference than any other king. I mean, everybody writes the name of the father. He wanted to make it clear that he was a stand-in for his father. So he insisted on being called Merudach Baladan, or Merudach / Baladan. There's Merudach standing in for Baladan, who is the ben of Baladan. So Habikotiv Shmei Ushmei Diavua and Baladan Malk. That's why he would refer to himself with the name of his father as well. Hainu Dechsiv, and that's what the Navi refers to when he says, Ben Yechabed Av, the Eved Adonav. Now Ben Yechabed Av, okay, that's how they are, and that's this case. What's the case of Eved Adonav that the Navi is referring to that's supposed to make such an impact on Klal Yisrael? Well, look, Dechsiv, it says a very, very strange pasuk, as if Nebuchadnezzar was in Yerushalayim. It says there in Yirmiyahu that b'chodesh ha-chamishi be'asor la-chodesh ishnat 19 shana l'melech Nebuchadnezzar, melech Babel, Bani who's Radan Rav Tzabachim, Amad Lifnei Melech Bavel B'Yerushalayim, which is Mashmah that Nebuchadnezzar personally was in Yerushalayim, and Nebuchadnezzar, his henchman, comes and sees him in Yerushalayim, Vayisrof et Beit Hashem et Beit HaMelech, and he burns down the Beit HaMikdash and the Beit HaMalchus. Now, the problem is that we know from Malachim that Nebuchadnezzar personally never came to Yerushalayim. Umi Salik Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. The Aksiv, it says by Kikiyo, Vayalu Otu HaMelech Bavel Rivlata. They took him, Kikiyo, to meet Melech Bavel all the way to Ribla, and Rabbi Abu says Ribla is Antukia. Antukia is not in the Gulas of Eretz Yisrael. Mashmah, that's as close as Nebuchadnezzar got, and if they wanted to see Nebuchadnezzar, they had to go all the way to Antukia. So, apparently he didn't reach Yerushalayim. Now, Rav Chisda and Yitzchak Bar Avodimi explain why it says that Nebuchadnezzar was in Yerushalayim. Chad amar d'mut d'yukno hayta chakuka lo al merkavto. So some say that Nebuzaradan was so mechabed Nebuchadnezzar that he had the picture of Nebuchadnezzar engraved on his tank. And that was the sign of the Eved that's mechabed Adonav. But Chad amar, the other one says this wasn't what's engraved, it was engraved in his heart. It's as if he was always omed b'fnei Hashchina, so to speak. He was always standing in front of Nebuchadnezzar. So if you come to him, it's like you're coming to Nebuchadnezzar himself. And that's the Eved Adonav. So like Baruch was saying, why is it that Klal Yisrael can't respect me the way the Ben is Mechavir Av and the Eved Adonav? Oh my brother, toin flas mea kud naila. Now, Nebuchadnezzar had sent the highest technology of armor-piercing steel hammers that were going to be used against the doors of Yerushalayim, and pack loads that he sent them. Kulu bal atinu chadash of Yerushalayim. They used them all up trying to break down one of the gates of Yerushalayim, and they all were useless, as if they were swallowed up by one gate. Shinema pitucheha yachad v'kashir v'chalifot yahalumun. Yachad meaning as if one alone of the pitchei Yerushalayim took over all of their advanced missiles. So he said, forget it. Boilamay had already decided he's going back. Once they start up with this magic stuff, I don't want to be the next guy in line like the Sancheira business. Nofka Kala, so a voice comes out from the heavens. Omar, Shavor Bar Shavor, Nebuzradan, Shavor, Samata Zimna de Mikdash Achoriv, Rechola Mikle. A voice comes out and says, you are a guy who jumps over like a jump over with Sancheira also. He was offered to jump all of those 10 Masahot. Jump in! It's time for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Time for the Eichel to be burned. Go ahead, don't give up. Partially Chad Nagan, he had one missile left. Also Machia Bekupa. And instead of using it normally, he uses just the handle of it. This is really the nicest pshat, even though it's not chlor mashma like this in Rashi, but others learn. And I'll show you the remez in the pusik, but this is the pshat. Machi Bakufa used the handle. The handle is made of wood instead of the steel. So he used the armor-piercing steel. He smashes against the door with wood. The yiftach, and he breaks it open. Shinama yivadak meviva ma'ala bisvach eitz kardumot. You see, so the remez is the eighth. It should be looked at as if it came all the way up to the top. Meaning as if this was an attack directly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yerushalayim Shalmala, using only the wood of the hammer rather than the actual head of the hammer. And this also remez, this is the Nefesh HaChaim brings this as a, such a, I'll tell it to you in a moment when you see the rest of the story. So Abikato Vahadil Adamotalaikola. So he's murdering his way through, massacring his way through Yerushalayim until he comes to the Heichal. Adlik Beinura, and he puts it on fire. Gavai Kala, the Heichal starts to lift up like a giant rocket ship, and it's moving, it's going away from the earth. It doesn't belong on earth. Dorchu Beimin Shemaya, so they step on it, crush it down from the Shemayim. Shinemar Gat Darach Hashem. Neptulat Bat Yehuda, as if it was a god that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was stepping over to crush the grapes. Kozicha Daite. So he starts feeling really good about himself, it was rather. Nafka Bat Kala, so Abasko comes out, the Amrele, and tells him, Ama Katela Katalta, you have murdered people who are already dead. Echola Kalya Kalita, you've burnt a building that was already burnt. Kimcha Techina Techinas, you've been sitting there grinding flour. Not wheat. Shinamak chi rechayim butachani kemach. You know, you don't grind kemach with rechayim, you grind chita into kemach. So here the Navi is using a marshal that no, it's as if you're grinding already the flour. There's nothing, you're not achieving anything. Galit samatech chisvi shoval galit shok ivrin naharot sochitim lo nema halak kemach. And here's where the Navi Shachayim comments. This is a frightening comment. He says, look, we talk about the incredible rishis of the Churban. You know, so these people are Vadeira on Olam, Nebuzrada, Nebuchadnezzar, Sancheirim, but these are people on whom it says only Yivadake Mevi Lamala. It should be known as if they were Mevi Lamala. But Lamaisa, they weren't Mevi Lamala. They burned down buildings. But how did this building really get destroyed? And how did the city really get destroyed? By the acts of people within it. So Lamaisa, when a person is chayte, a ben Yisrael is chayte, and his mind is affected, the mind is the inner reality of the building. The people that are burning the buildings are doing nothing. The people that are doing the real damage is us. And yet, you know, we always blame and look at them as being the Rishoyim, whereas in reality it was just Kemach that he was grinding. We say today, when you say you're grinding, you want to say you're just air spinning your wheels, or there's a word for grinding also, spinning your wheels. Hair? Not hair. Right, but it's the same idea.
It's a ruach.
Yeah, but it's something else, right? It's something else. Choza Damia de Zachariah Davikarotak, so he sees the blood of Zachariah that was boiling up from the floor, which was an oath that had been there from the time that Zachariah had been murdered there. Omarlo, my high, what's this? Omrulay. Oh, Dan Zvachum Zvachimudishtafrich. Oh, terrible thing happened over there. We once spilled some blood in the sacrifices. You're not allowed to spill it. You have to be very careful, and it spilled in a. Oh, Malu, that sounds awfully suspicious. I see the insi. Let me see whether it's the same type of blood. Imedamu will juxtapose them. Kasi veloidmu. So he checks an animal there. It was not the same color. Oh, Malu, Galuli, you tell me what this is, velo. Sirikta lukulubisrach lumasrikta the part of the love. If you don't, we have our little ways. Omrulay, well, Hai Kohen b'Navihu, the Inviluli Yisroel b'Churbanat Yerushalayim. This was a Kohen and a Navi who had the audacity to tell the truth about what was going to happen in the Churban of Yerushalayim. The Kakud, so they murdered him. Omar Lahu, so he said, well, Anam if I stand on I will make up for it and will assuage the blood. So Aisi Rabbonan, he brings the Talmid HaKohen of Kotel Elayu, he murders them. On that spot, below Nox, the blood keeps boiling. I see Darzaki de Be'rav, he takes the kids from the Cheder. Koti Luluye, he murders them there, below Nox. It continues to bubble. I see Pirche Kuhuna, he takes the Pirche Kuhuna, the young Kohanim, Koti Luluye, below Nox. Adi Koti Luluye, Tishin Varba'a, Ribu, below Nox. He had killed already 940,000 people, and the blood still kept going. Korov Lagabe, he himself walks over to the blood. He says, Zachariah, Zachariah, Tovim Shebehem Ibadati, Nechalachadi, Talila Lukulu, what do you want? You want the entire nation to be destroyed? Miadmach. So the blood stops. Here, Heretish Uvar Bedaite. So at that moment, he got a little nervous. Omamahim Shelo Yivdu Ela Nefeshachatka. If this was what happened to them for killing that one man, Zachariah, what the heck is going to happen to me? Ahu Gavra Mata Hele. Orak, so he runs away. Shorapurtita Leveta, he sends a tzavah, basically, to his home, telling him what to do with his money. Vidgayer, he became a ger. Tzona Rabbonan. Naaman was a ger toshav. Mibuzradan was a ger tzedek. Mibnei banav shel Sisra lomdu Torah b'Yerushalayim. It was grandchildren of Sisra who were learning Torah in Yerushalayim. And Yibnei Banav Shel Samcheir V'Limdu Torah Barabim, it was the grandchildren of Samcheir who actually taught Torah Barabim. That was Shmaya Vaftalion, and Maniu Shmaya Vaftalion. And it was Yibnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah Yibnei Brak. Unfortunately, some are still there. V'yap Yibnei Banav Shel Torah Shah B'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hakniss Tachat Kanfei HaShechinah. These were all, by the way, known people. Sisra was Rabbi Akiva. Haman was Shmuel Bar Shilas. I mean, there's all kinds of inyanim nistarim here. But
is he more responsible for all of those 94,000 that he killed?
Why is it teenage for them?
140,000.
So Nebuchadnezzar also, his children also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring them in to Klal Yisrael. I mean, this man had an awful lot going for him. He almost outdid David Melech Yisrael and so on, but the Malachi Asherah wouldn't stand for it. That's going too far. We went to be Merapa Bavel by taking from them and making them leaders in Yisrael, but it didn't work out. Lo nitrapta. Ula Omar, this is actually a reference to the Nebuchadnezzar, this story. Rishpur Barakmeni Omar, Elu Naharot Bavel. This refers to the Naharot Bavel that are polluted water. The Tirgama, the Chinaita, the Bavloi. And actually, the Tzinaita de Bavloi, which are those horrible palm trees that never produce edible dates because they grow from that polluted water, that's what it's a reference to. Omar Ula, Amon Moab, Shiva Vibishid Yerushalayim Havah. You should know that Amon Moab are the worst kind of neighbors you can have. Given the Shaminu Lenevioi, the Komisnavi Lechurban of Yerushalayim, when they got word that the Nevi'im were talking about the destruction of Yerushalayim, Sholchel and Nebuchadnezzar, they were the ones who sent the information to Nebuchadnezzar, telling him, poke the tar, come on, this is a real window of opportunity, come to Yerushalayim and destroy it. Omar, so Nebuchadnezzar sent back Mistafina de Lulavdi, look at Abdu Kamor. Look, I don't want to be another one in this series of disasters of people that go up to Yerushalayim or try up against the Jews. Sholchulei, so they sent to him a message, ki ein ha'ish b'veito, the man is not home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left this is the darshan of Pesukim Mishlei, the man has left the Beis HaMikdash, it's an empty building.
Moses has left the building.
What's that? Moses has left the building. Ve'ein ha'ish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Ish Milchama. Shalach Lahu, so he sent to them back. Yes, it's very nice that he left. But Bikrivahu, he's always available to them. You know, you never tell, they'll turn around and... they sent back Shivati, it'll come. Shalach now. The post continues initially. Halach Baderach Merachok, he's going far away. Meaning these guys are so rochok from truly, I have no idea. Shalach Lahu, Yisut Tzadiki, the Borachme. There's always tzaddikim, these Jews, always a few survivors. Tzaddikim, they're going to end up being mispalo. Umaisu, they'll bring the Shekhinah back. Shokulei, so they sent back to him, Tzror HaKesev Lakach Piyado. He's walked off with a whole bag of silver, meaning he's taken all the tzaddikim with them, they all died, and the Shekhinah went off with them, and there's nobody left. And Kesev ala tzaddikim shema, v'echroli b'chamishas HaKesev, v'chomes aurin, the letak sarim is all drush in the Gemara Kulin. This refers to 45 tzaddikim that provide the hope for the world.
Those from Moscow, the earlier exiles,
No, here it's a reference. Lakach b'yado means that they actually died, and just maybe this is even earlier. So he says, big deal. The Rishayim could always do tshuva. So what good is that? Hadre Rashi b'tshuva, if they see me coming, you know, when things get tight, these Jews, they always end up doing tshuva. Uboi rachmi amaisadeh, they'll bring him back to the house. Shokulei, so they sent to the Nebuchadnezzar. You don't have to worry about that, because even if they do, it's already gzeira, for our Kabbalah and Zman. They already have a time, Shivim Shana were defined for them. It's not going to help them anymore to do tshuva. It'll help them, but not before 70 years. Shineimar liyom ha-keseh yabo beitot. The second year should have been Mishle. So the Tzorah Kesev Lakach Biyado, and he's only coming back Leom HaKesev, the day that was predefined. The Ein Kesev Azman. Shemar B'Kesev Leom Chagenu. So that means that there was a predetermined Zman for the Golas, and it's not going to help them to do Tshuva anymore. Shokulei, now Nebuchadnezzar was still awfully nervous. So he said, look, you know, I mean, Napoleon made that mistake. Sitavahu, Valomatsina Dotsi Mitagri Mitra, you know, it's already a fall. I'm going to get caught by the snows, and that'll be the end of my army. So they sent him back. Tashina de Tura. All you got to do is you follow the valleys on the bottom of the mountains, you're protected in that area. Shnema Shoku Kar Moshel Eretz Misela Midbara El Harabat Zion. So you'll be protected by the mountains here. So Shalach Lahu, so he said, he was still nervous. So he said, well, even if I get there, lately Dukta the Atimna Bay, I mean, if I'm going to arrive in the winter, where am I going to set up camp? I don't have any protected area for a camp. Sholkulei, they sent him back. Kivrot Shalahem Ulimi Platrim Shechabalimi. They got so many graves over there, these beautiful houses that they made all around Arazesim, around Yerushalayim. You can camp your whole army in there, and they're prettier than your own palaces. And in those days, this is a reference to the coming of Nebuchadnezzar, that the bones of those buried in the caves around Yerushalayim will be scattered. They loved, after all, the worship of the sun and the moon. Let their bones be scattered to the sun and the moon. So indeed, Nebuchadnezzar responded to the wonderful neighbors of Yisrael and ended up being persuaded to come to destroy the Beis HaMikdash.